Hi, Tom. It's good to see you again.
Regid, thanks for having me on the pod.
Tom, this expenses issue is really gathering pace. It's roping in more politicians, including the Prime Minister, but it kind of all started with Annika Wells. She's saying, other politicians are saying, they didn't do anything wrong. Everything's within the rules. So why is this storm continuing to grow?
It's a great question. I think the reason it's continuing to grow is that the system operates in the dark, usually. There's stacks of reporting to this agency that covers politicians' travel. And every few years, one of these things comes along and the press gallery spends a lot of time crunching the numbers. And once you look under the rock, you can see some pretty amazing spending. And I think it grates with the public that well-paid politicians are also taking full advantage of generous travel allowances.
So how much is it an optics thing as opposed to a rules thing in a real cost of living crunch?
I think almost everything in politics is optics, right? And so this is very much an optics thing. The majority of the revelations that we've seen from Annika Wells and from other politicians seems to be within the rules. Admittedly, the rules, particularly on family reunion travel, are quite wide. There aren't hard and fast things that people can do or not do. So once the public hear that, you know, thousands of dollars for a trip for kids to join someone on an official visit or for a husband or wife to join a minister at a sporting event come to light, it's fair enough that people feel a bit put out by that, especially when household budgets are under real pressure.
Well, we might come to what could happen to these rules, whether there's a bit of a rewrite on the cards, but let's just go back to where it all began, because it feels like there were two issues here. It started off with Annika Wells and a $100,000 trip to New York that the PM signed off on. So what were the issues with that?
Yeah, so this was a visit to the United Nations General Assembly back in September. Annika Wells was going along to spruik the government's social media ban for children under 16. An event was planned where a number of world leaders would come along and hear about how the ban was going to work and reflect on their own experiences trying to control children on social media. Annika Wells was delayed. She was originally going to fly on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's plane, but because of the Optus 000 outages and revelations about deaths caused in that situation, she ended up having to fly at the last minute. So there was something like $35,000 in flights for herself and then more spending for her senior staffer and for a departmental official. And as always happens with these things, even at the last minute, the cost had to be approved by the Prime Minister's office. So that's where this $100,000 figure comes from. Some expensive flights for the minister and her staff as well as an official and for some accommodation in New York at what is a busy time in New York.
Are we under any clearer understanding of why it costs so much? Was it because it was business class?
Yeah, it's business class travel, which is expensive to begin with. I think there's a premium because it was at the last minute. I suspect there are some penalties for changing the flights, for arrangements, the cost that the travel agent and the airlines impose. But it's not exactly clear how it could still be $35,000. A lot of people have looked at a business class flight to New York at this time, and $35,000 seems like quite a lot.
So maybe a bit more scrutiny might come there. It's kind of ironic, isn't it, that this week is the social media ban coming in. It's a big deal and this is what kicked it off.
Well, it's more than ironic. It's a political problem for the government. Annika Wells is a great salesperson in the communications portfolio and on this particular issue. And in normal circumstances, she would be flooding the airwaves today and talking about this world-leading ban that they think is really going to help parents and help children who otherwise might be sucked into the web of social media at too young an age. But because she's dealing with these travel reports and revelations connected with her spending, she's had to take a more backseat role going into the ban.
Yeah, there's a penalty here for Labor, absolutely. Once with the 100 grand flights, roughly 100 grand came out, people started digging. And some of it was still on the travel costs. There were some 2024 Paris Olympics dinners and drinks at a Michelin star restaurant. And one of the interesting things about that is I wonder how fair the criticism is in your view, because ministers can't really take officials for a baguette at a cafe. There's a security issue. Don't they need to go to expensive restaurants for that reason, or do they not?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think it's appropriate that a minister on an overseas trip have dinner at a restaurant. And in this case, it was with officials from the Australian embassy and other people who were advising the minister. So I don't think it's reasonable to say that they should be sitting on the side of the street eating a baguette out of a paper bag. However, the bills were expensive and they feed into the media narrative that politicians are taking the piss with expensive travel. Annika Wells makes the point that she's the sports minister, that Australia is in an important period looking ahead to the Brisbane Olympics, and that she had to be there to represent the organising committee for the Brisbane Games as well as represent Australia. I think that's fair enough. And she thinks it's fair enough as well. She has consistently said that it's okay for people to scrutinise her travel. That's why the independent agency exists. And she insists that all her spending has been within the rules.
So it might have all ended there, but now we come to the examination of family travel expenses, the family reunion entitlements. And this is where the whole conversation has gone. And it started with Annika Wells's claiming travel for her husband and kids.
Yeah, so these family reunion rules are a set of entitlements, a handful of flights each year for parliamentarians' family members to join them. It's essentially to make the difficult work-life balance of ministers and MPs a little bit less difficult. The challenge for Annika Wells here is that her husband has joined her at some big-ticket sporting events like the AFL Grand Final and the Grand Prix in Melbourne, and there's been an expensive price tag for that, a few thousand dollars here and there for him to fly from Queensland to wherever these events are taking place. For example, Boxing Day Test in Melbourne, a world-class sporting event, something that cricket fans all over the world would love to attend. Totally fair enough that the sports minister would go. Cricket Australia and international sports are a big part of her job. Is it appropriate for her husband to fly from Brisbane to Melbourne on the taxpayers' dime to join her? She says it is. She says she's followed the rules. Then there are other examples like her children travelling to a ski event that she was at to do with the Paralympics, and some official travel, ministerial travel, where she's tacked on personal events. Those seem to be a little bit less cut and dry about whether they're following the rules. The other important one today is that there are some political fundraisers in the mix now, some Labor Party events where Labor supporters are paying for access to ministers, and Annika Wells has attended. The Fairfax papers are reporting that there's about $2,000 in charges for flights to a fundraiser, which could potentially be a breach of the rules. The rules say that party political events are not covered by official travel and that the party should pay for that themselves. Annika Wells has referred herself and all her travel to the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority for a review. This will be one that's interesting to look at once that review comes back. Having seen these things come and go many times, I wouldn't be surprised if her answer to questions now is, I've referred myself for a review. It would be inappropriate for me to comment while that review's going on. That might buy her some time, perhaps a week or a couple of weeks while EPA runs the ruler over the claims that she's made.
Right. So it gives her a little bit of political space. But in the meantime, there's still this huge discussion now of family reunion entitlements. And I thought it was interesting that Bill Shorten kind of really strongly weighed in. And he's saying, look, some won't be happy until politicians are hitchhiking up the Hume. And you need to be able to help politicians who spend a lot of time away from their family to see their family.
I must say, I've been debating this in my head all week, Regid. These people have punishing work schedules. You know, they're probably away more weekends than they are home, especially in the ministry. So that's one piece of the puzzle. You know, the Prime Minister makes the example that Annika Wells has little kids and that she would be away from them a lot, and it's appropriate that she use these rules to see them a bit more often for them to travel to where she's travelling so they can spend more time together. I think that's probably fair enough. The other side of the same coin as I debate this in my head is these people are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. No other profession is a business going to pay for someone's family to travel. So maybe they should be dipping into their own pocket. I think it goes to the kinds of people that we want in politics, the kinds of decision makers that we want in Canberra. The Prime Minister certainly believes that this means people with young families have a bit more wriggle room in their jobs. Maybe that's fair enough. I think we're getting into the territory of the so-called pub test, you know, punters making a decision on where they think the line should be and what they think is appropriate.
That's the real crux, I guess, of this, the out-of-touch accusation versus supporting all different people with caring responsibilities working for the public as politicians. I mean, is that fair enough that we want diversity, we want young men and women, and the public is just going to have to support them to see their families? Bill Shorten said he spent more than 100 nights away from his family a year.
Yeah, I think that the federal government should be a model employer. They should be, and the public service is included in this, they should have good conditions for staff so that it's an attractive place to work and that other employers might look to them as a guide on how things like workplace entitlements are arranged. But that being said, I mean, a senior official in a government department or a government agency doesn't have access to these kind of rules. And if they want to spend time with their family, they have to pay for it themselves. Probably fewer of them live away as much as MPs do. My sense is that the government is trying to run this story out to tough out the scrutiny and try and leave the rules in place as they are. IPIA, the independent agency that looks after spending, doesn't recommend how the rules should be drafted. They simply make sure that people are following the rules. So if there is going to be a change here, it would have to come from the parliament, especially from the Labor government. My sense is there's zero appetite for changing the rules at the moment.
Even though some of the reporting is that pressure is mounting from MPs to review these rules.
Yeah, I think the starting point here is that if politicians set the rules for themselves, which is how the system works, they're going to lean a bit more towards the things that make their life easier. The taxpayer obviously has to pick up the bill, but so far at least there seems, you know, listening to Anthony Albanese in interviews, it doesn't seem like he's interested in changes. The last time there were big changes was in the era of the Bronwyn Bishop Choppergate scandal. She hired a helicopter to fly to a Liberal Party fundraiser and bilk taxpayers. Equally, Susan Lee, who's now the opposition leader, of course, resigned from the ministry after she used official travel entitlements and a comm car, I think specifically, to visit a investment property on the Gold Coast. That era is when the independent agency that we now rely on was set up under the Turnbull government, but the rules haven't really been changed since then. I've noticed a few times this week politicians saying, IPIA sets the rules, we just follow the rules. It's important that our listeners understand that that's incorrect. The rules are set here in Parliament. The politicians decide the rules. IPIA's job is to administer the system.
The other thing that politicians have said is it's a matter of judgment. If there's wiggle room in the rules, is that partly what this comes down to?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's interesting that there are some ministers in particular, some MPs across the parliament who don't take advantage of the family reunion rules. They don't use them at all. And I think some of them will be reflecting that they're happy they've done that this week. There are a couple of examples in recent years. Tony Burke, the Home Affairs Minister during the Rudd-Gillard government, used the rules to take his family on a trip to Uluru. He copped some criticism at the time and about 8 years later repaid the money after saying that it didn't fit with community expectations. I think that's interesting. You know, community expectations seems to be one way that politicians reflect on these things. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next little while we see less reliance on the family reunion rules from ministers in particular, but maybe from MPs across the parliament as well. But then over time, people get a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more reliant on the rules, maybe charge a little bit more. Things pop up again and then they drop off. You know, it's a real cyclical thing.
We'll be right back.